Our topic is Relief for Performance and Test Anxiety. In A Course in Miracles, in Chapter 17, Section 6, which is called Setting the Goal, it says this: in any situation in which you are uncertain, the first thing to consider very simply is, what do I want to come of this? What is it for? The clarification belongs at the beginning, for it is this which will determine the outcome. In the ego's procedure, this is reversed. The situation becomes the determiner of the outcome, which can be anything. Without a clear-cut positive goal set at the outset, the situation just seems to happen and makes no sense until it has already happened. Then you look back at it and try to piece together what it must have meant, and you will be wrong. The value of deciding in advance what you want to happen is simply that you will perceive the situation as a means to make it happen. You will therefore make every effort to overlook what interferes with the accomplishment of your objective and concentrate on everything that helps you meet it. Here's an example. Let's say that you want to go on a trip, but you're not clear about where you want to go. And because you're not clear about where you want to go, you're not sure how far you'll go, or what to pack, or how to get there. You also don't know the best mode of transportation to take. If you do eventually go somewhere, you will do the best with what you have, and then try to piece together why you ended up where you did. And according to A Course in Miracles, you will be wrong. There is a divine constellation of events and circumstances, and from your reference point, the possibility of you knowing the details and the exact right course of action for the most peaceful outcome for everyone involved is remote or not likely. Most people believe that setting goals is necessary to achieve success. You are taught that you must set a goal before the goal can be reached. In A Course in Miracles, it says that the only real goal is the goal of peace, and that your part is to turn all of the details of how to meet the goal over to the Holy Spirit to accomplish your goal for you. Here's another example. Let's say that you're faced with taking an exam that you must pass in order to finish a class or receive your license. If you decide that your goal is to successfully pass the exam, then you will focus all of your attention on passing the exam. Without realizing it, you'll attempt to decide the means to get you to your goal. Things like what you should study to be prepared, how you should study, who you should study with, and how frequently. At this point, you have determined that you want to pass the test, but you haven't made any decision about whether this process will be peaceful or painful. As a result of focusing all your attention on passing the exam, and then making your own decisions about what to study and how it will be accomplished, it would be easy for you to study the wrong things and then be unprepared for the exam. From your point of reference, it is impossible for you to know all the details of what you will need in order to ensure a peaceful and happy outcome. If you establish your goal of peace on the front end, and then turn over all the details and decision-making on how your goal will be accomplished to the Holy Spirit, then you will be guided on how this process can happen peacefully, smoothly, and happily for everyone involved. Your part is to set the goal of peace, and the Holy Spirit is to establish the means to accomplish your goal. In other words, your part is the what, and God's part is the how. I am grateful that as a child, I understood the process of choosing peace and then turning the details over to God. When preparing for an exam, I would set my goal of peace and then listen for guidance on how to prepare. I would be shown exactly what to study, how to prepare, and what I needed to focus on. Right up to the time of the exam, I would remind myself that my intelligence and all of my thoughts come from God, the infinite well of wisdom. And as His child, I am tapped into and entitled to that well of wisdom. Before the exam, I would pause in silence and go to a place of gratitude for my oneness with God and the peaceful outcome that I knew He had prepared for me. I also held the idea of a happy outcome for every other student because of my oneness with them. I knew that whatever I needed, it would be provided for right when I needed it. I had learned early on to trust God with my happiness, and as a result, I was a straight-A student and school was a breeze. You may or may not have taken this approach before, but it truly has wonderful results. In your life, you experience many situations where you're called on to perform or to prove your knowledge or your competency, whether it's an exam, a driver's test, a job interview, a first date, a presentation, a sporting event, contest, or some other situation. These events can bring on great anxiety if you do not establish your goal of peace early in the process. This anxiety is compounded when you have experienced some kind of failure in the past. If you have an exam to take, but you failed on the last exam that you took, or you have a presentation to do, but you made mistakes on your last presentation, you will then focus on not letting this happen again. This is a problem because the Course teaches that you create what you defend against. If you defend against failure, then you will create failure. If you defend against making mistakes, then you will make mistakes. Before you can truly let go of defending against the past, it's a good idea to tap out the negative charges that you're feeling as a result. Let's go ahead and do that together. Take in a long, deep breath and tune inward. Go ahead and tune into a situation where you were called on to perform in some way, and it didn't turn out well. As you tune into that experience, notice how it makes you feel. You might feel disappointment, devastation, embarrassment, frustration, or maybe anger. Take another deep breath. Allow those feelings to come right up to the surface. And start tapping over your heart and modify my words if you need to, and go ahead and repeat after me. There were times when I've made mistakes and I didn't get the results I wanted to achieve. I forgive myself. I release all the frustration, all the sadness, any embarrassment. I release the past. I forgive myself completely. Let's go to the other side of the chest. Even though I feel that I failed at what I was trying to do, I forgive myself. I accept myself. I did the best I knew how at the time. Let's go to the center of the chest. Even though I might have been judged or criticized for my performance, or I might have judged myself, I release all the harshness of the judgment. All the harsh words, all the harsh thoughts, and every negative part of this experience. Let's go to the top of the head. I release the past. I want peace instead of this. Let's go to the eyebrow point. I am willing to see the greatness within myself. Let's go to the side of the eye. I am willing to see what God sees within me. Let's go under the eye on the cheek point. I accept that even with my greatest mistakes, my greatest failures, I have never altered what God created within me. Let's go under the nose. I am willing to see beyond my mistakes and into the wisdom, the power, and the greatness of who I am. Let's pause and take a long, deep, cleansing breath. Very good. Letting all that relaxation flow down and through your body, allowing your shoulders to relax, your neck to loosen, all the little muscles around your eyes and ears to relax and to let go. Let's go now to the center of the chest. I am determined to release all judgment against myself. Let's go to the side of the left hand, tapping with the right. I am willing to release all thoughts of limitation, inadequacy, and failure. Let's go to the top of the head. I release the past and all experiences of mistakes, failure, embarrassment, disappointment. Let's go to the eyebrow point. I am as God created me. Let's go to the side of the eye on the other side of the face. I am determined to accept God's will for my happiness. Let's go under the nose. I am entitled to happiness and a happy outcome in every situation. Let's go to the chin point. I am willing to see myself as peaceful, happy, and fulfilled in everything I do. Let's go to the tapping point on the inside of your knee. My goal is peace. I release all other goals. Thank you, God, for providing the means to accomplish my goal of peace for myself and for everyone involved. Let's pause and take another long, deep breath, releasing the body, letting go of those old experiences, whatever they were. Everyone has been in that moment of being on the spot where you needed to perform or produce or have the answer or be intelligent or sound great. We've all been through it. And if you ever felt like you didn't do it as well as you wanted to, this is the time to let it go. Take another long, deep cleansing breath. If you will let go of the past and stop defending against it, you can then leave a space for the Holy Spirit to intervene on your behalf. Everything will change from here. Remember to set your goal of peace and then let the Holy Spirit orchestrate the means to accomplish your goal. Once you have let it go, you need to let it go. Don't pick it back up again. Simply go back to your goal of peace, listen for guidance, and follow what is peaceful and compelling. You will be shown what to do, what to say, how to do it, when to do it, and what needs to happen. If there are steps to be taken, you will be told of them. As you listen for guidance, always follow what is peaceful and compelling, and then you will know that you are listening to God. Most of the time, the steps will be taken care of for you or on your behalf. Let's pause for this final prayer. I call it making a reservation for peace. This is prayer number 7 in my Miracles and Prayer Handbook. This book can be downloaded for free at freeprayerbook.com. Making a reservation for peace. Dear God, I'd like to call ahead and make a reservation for peace, regardless of my circumstances or the severity of my challenges. I trust that you are walking with me and there is nothing to fear. Thank you in advance for a happy, peaceful, abundant, and miraculous outcome to my situation that is far beyond my greatest expectations. I trust that you are skillfully handling every detail on my behalf. With your divine guidance, I am assured that the right people, resources, events, and circumstances are being perfectly aligned for my greatest happiness and highest good. I gratefully accept the abundance of your blessings and trust that your swift response to my request is a natural part of your love for me. Thank you for replacing all of my fears, misperceptions, illusions, and self-judgments with the abundance of your love and miracles. Thy will be done. Amen. Remember these simple steps whenever you're concerned about the future or about any outcome. Make a reservation for peace. Turn all decision-making over to the Holy Spirit. Listen for guidance and follow what is peaceful and compelling. And thank God in advance for a peaceful and happy outcome for everyone involved. And my own son, he basically took that last sentence about expecting a peaceful and happy outcome, and he upgraded it. And the word that he came up with is to be astounded by the outcome. So today I offer to you, whatever it is you're concerned about, let's join together and be willing to be astounded by the outcome. Remember always to expect miracles. This is Robin Duncan with the Miracle Center of California. If you haven't done so already, you can download a free copy of our EFT Tapping Points Diagram from the EFT training page on our website at miraclecenterofca.com, or you can watch one of our training videos on how to combine EFT with prayer on our YouTube channel at Robin Duncan 100.